Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for joining me today. And we're going to move on to the next part. But first, I wanted to remind you I'm the founder of Responsible Eating and Living, and our website is responsibleeatingandliving.com. And I'm continually adding new recipes. We have over 200 right now, healthy, delicious, plant-based recipes to help you transition to a healthier diet or just give you some more variety. I'm always coming up with all kinds of interesting, colorful, beautiful, delicious foods for you to try, and I hope you visit responsibleeatingandliving.com. And what we were just talking about in the last segment, this idea of love being so important, I really, really believe that. And it's so important for us to love ourselves in order to have health. You know, I went through my own personal health crisis when I was diagnosed with advanced ovarian cancer 6 years ago, and I did a lot of different things to get myself well, and that meant improving my diet. I was already a pretty healthy vegan, I thought, but I realized I needed to boost my immune system, and so I started adding more green foods and a number of different things to get myself well. But there's that whole love concept, and I'm fortunate. I am surrounded by some wonderful friends and family who gave me great support. But sometimes there are things that we don't even realize are bothering us. Now, some people have issues either from childhood or from one thing or another, and the way they deal with the trauma or the abuse or the problem is to eat. And that's part of the reason why we have such an epidemic, because there are people that are not happy. And one of the ways to get well is to take responsibility and really start to love yourself. Now, another important piece of this health equation is water. Where our bodies are made up of mostly water, and we need water. And sometimes when people tell me that they're not feeling well or they're tired, I ask them a few questions. Are you getting enough sleep, and are you getting enough water? And it's got to be clean and pure, and we're going to be talking now with Courtney Mader, and she works at her family's business, Pure and Secure, home of the original Pure Water Distillers in Lincoln, Nebraska. She and her family have dedicated their lives to spreading awareness about toxins in the water supply and how distillation is the best way for a family to protect their loved ones from these harmful toxins. They are committed to purity and quality and truly believe there is no compromise when it comes to one's health. Hello, Courtney. Welcome to It's All About Food.
Hi there. Thank you.
Well, thank you for joining me, and let's talk about water.
Yeah, well, before we get in too far into distillation, I'd like to explore the reason that it's so important that we purify the water, because I think people need to realize that the environment is changing.
Yeah.
You know, we use so many more chemicals and fertilizers and pesticides nowadays. This no doubt leads to more toxins in our water, and because of this, researchers are beginning to correlate this contamination to the increase in various cancers and degenerative diseases that we're seeing. So,
absolutely. I think tap water is really important. It's important that we all have access to water. And even if the water is coming from a source that's relatively clean, just moving along in those pipes, we don't know what's getting into our water.
Exactly. That's a good point, because even though it is treated at a water municipality, if you are lucky enough to be on city water, it does need to travel through pipes to get to your house. And many of those are lead, and who knows what it picks up along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the most shocking thing to me, and I still have a hard time wrapping my brain around this, but the EPA says there are now over 85,000 possible contaminants in the water supply.
Why so, count?
I know, it's truly mind-blowing, and it, you know, to be fair, it's just not something that they can handle on a large scale. So they do require testing for certain contaminants, just over 100. I think it was about 113 last time I checked. And but that still means there's about 85,000 contaminants they don't test for.
Yeah.
So just because it passes their tests that they do, which they can then call the water safe, it doesn't mean it's toxin-free.
Pretty crazy.
So,
comes out of the tap, it looks clear, and yet it can have 85,000 different things in addition to H2O.
I know. And it's not meant to freak people out, but it's important to be aware. And, you know, even the levels or even the contaminants that they do test for, there are what they consider safe and allowable levels of those contaminants. And I personally, you know, I have a hard time with that. I don't believe there's any safe amount of lead or arsenic or mercury that should be in my water.
Right. Me
so,
either. Okay, so let's talk about the options. So a lot of people go out and they buy bottled water.
Yes, that's becoming very popular.
And I know that bottled water is, let's not even talk about the water itself, it's a very environmentally unfriendly process.
Right.
We use a lot of water, much more water than actually gets in the bottle to make the bottled water, and then there's all the issues of plastics leaching into the water, et cetera.
Right. Yeah, there's the petroleum they use to make the bottles, the oil that they use to transport them, like you said, the plastic leaching in, if it maybe is stored in a hot warehouse, that's something to be concerned about too. And the Environmental Working Group has done several studies on the quality of the water that's bottled, and they found over a quarter of them is actually tap water anyway. So it really is not a long-term solution to the problem.
And okay, now a lot of people go for the Brita filter. They put it in their refrigerator and pour the water in, and they think it's doing a good job. It tastes better.
It does taste better. I agree with that. filters do an okay job. They will get certain contaminants. Their best day is the first day. Their effectiveness declines over time. So that's important to realize. They all deteriorate and need constant replacement.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with RO systems, reverse osmosis. They're basically a series of membranes. Water gets pumped through those. They do, the household systems, waste water to treat the water. So that's an environmental problem there. But there are also a series of filters that need replacement. So, and the, you know, the biggest problem is people remembering to do the replacement and then actually doing it. So,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about distillation. Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, that is what we do. And
that's what I do, too.
That's wonderful. I was really glad to hear that. And we've had customers that have had their distillers for 30 and 40 years.
Wow.
And they're getting the same high purity water now that they did 30 and 40 years ago. So it truly is an amazing process, and the results are consistent and reliable. So for those of you who don't know what distillation is, we're actually just mimicking the nature's cycle of purifying water, because we don't get any new water on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
The water that we use today is what was here when dinosaurs were here and what our ancestors used, and it keeps getting recycled. And nature's process, the hydrologic cycle, is to heat up the water. The sun beating down on the ocean would do this. The water evaporates, condenses into clouds, and then comes down as rain. And if there were no air pollution, you know, rainwater would be pure. So what we do inside a distiller is the very same process. We're heating it. It comes to a boil, and then the steam that rises is what we're capturing inside another chamber. This is a full spectrum type of solution, and by that I mean it does take care of all types of contaminants. So, as you know, there's biologicals. Those will get killed in the boiling process and left behind. There's inorganics, organics, things like petroleum, carbon-based chemicals, and also even radioactive. Mm. We did some testing last year after Fukushima, and we're very, very impressed with the results.
Wow.
Very high reduction of radioactives with distillation, so.
Well, I just know from my own personal experience distilling water every day, just seeing what's left in the stainless steel reservoir.
Yeah.
That was removed from one day, 1 gallon of water. There's always like a certain murky yuckiness.
Isn't that amazing? And, you know, we've seen, of course, what, you know, distillers that have been all across the nation and all the various contaminants. It's shocking. I mean, it can be brown and gunky and smell terribly, and it can be white and chalky, and you just never know because it's whatever it's taking out of the water. So that's very cool. You get to see what your body is not having to process. So.
Yeah, and unlike the other systems, you don't have to buy a new filter or replace your membranes. You just occasionally clean the inside of the stainless container, but every time you distill, the steam that comes off is just water.
Yeah. There are, I will mention, there are some contaminants that have a boiling point lower than water mm-hmm. that can evaporate with the steam. We've got a unique vented system in our distillers to take care of that, and some choose to use a carbon filter after that.
Right. So what are those things that are left over that go with the steam?
They call them VOCs, volatile organic compounds.
Oh, sure. The things that are in our paints that we don't want to have.
There you go. Chlorine's another one. So those things will evaporate off with the steam and be trapped by the carbon in the filter if they do condense down. So it's a very fail-safe process. You know,
I'm a believer in distillation, but some people have had some questions and concerns. One is that the pH of the water tends to be on the acidic side when you distill, and the question is that a problem?
Right. Well, distilled water actually has a neutral pH. As it is exposed to the air is when it can go slightly acidic. And it's really nothing to be concerned about. You know, your kidneys inside your body are constantly regulating the pH within your body. And they actually, you know, it's kind of the opposite effect of what people would think. If you drink alkaline water, for example, I know that's become very popular nowadays, it actually, you know, your kidneys will release more acid into your stomach to neutralize it. It's always trying to achieve a balance.
I'm glad you brought that up. Hold that thought because we have a caller, Rachel in Florida, who wants to talk about minerals.
Okay.
Hi, Rachel. Yes, hi. Welcome to It's All About Food.
Hi. I am enjoying your program.
Thank you.
I used to distill myself, so I saw all that yuck that was left behind in the stainless steel. And I wish that there was a ideal way of artificially, that sounds strange, but with the natural process, what happens when it rains is that rain goes down through the earth into the aquifer, and it's my understanding that along the way it picks up minerals. We don't. That's not duplicated in the distillation process. What can we do about that?
Right. So if you, the minerals found in water are those of the inorganic form, and they're not actually a form that our bodies can use and use for nourishment. They actually need to be absorbed by plants, you know, through the soil, and then they go through photosynthesis and convert them into organic minerals. And so that's the reason we need to get our minerals from our diet, and if that's not possible, through supplements. So I know there are people that use or put trace minerals back into their water. I personally don't, but if they want to, we would much rather them distill and get pure water to begin with and then add back in whatever you feel like you need to add in.
I agree with Courtney. I just want to say that the amount of minerals that we need to get, we get from food. You can get it from things like celery that have a lot of electrolytes and minerals, and dark leafy green vegetables. And the minerals that
watercress.
Are in water are really negligible.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
What I found out is when I was distilling water, I ended up with mineral deficiencies that I didn't have before.
Well,
I don't understand it because I had heard the same thing that Courtney said before.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have mineral deficiencies, but and we don't really know. Well, we have some ideas of what the cause is, but I appreciate
a lot of it's nutritional.
Absolutely. I green juice every day, and I put in celery and dark leafy green vegetables, and I know that I'm getting a lot of minerals and great nutrition from that.
And don't forget watercress.
Watercress is one of my favorites. Thank you, Rachel. I wanted to say that I actually do add some minerals back to my water, but I use it only for the water that I'm drinking as a cold water. I bottle some of it and just drink it, and then I use other water for cooking and tea and others, and I don't remineralize that. I just like the taste.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. The minerals, we did that for a while, too, while we were still using the distiller. At this point in time, we have to keep close track because we have been using reverse osmosis, but not a home system. Here where we live, we have a chain of grocery stores, several chains that have machines, and we keep an eye on the dates to see when they last maintained the machine. We also do it by taste, and we can tell if they haven't been doing their job.
Okay.
But that was my thoughts.
Okay, I appreciate your comments, Rachel, and thanks for listening. But, you know, Courtney, one of the reasons why I found you is because I have a distiller. I've had it for a few years, and it's not made in the United States. Mm. And I got it when I had had another distiller before this that I had for, 8 years or something, and that crashed. And I was in a panic, and I needed a new one. I got it really fast. It was cheap. And now I'm kind of, in hindsight, regretting all of that because I want to, number one, buy American as often as I can. But also the quality of this thing that I have is not very good.
Right, right. Well, and is it a little countertop unit?
Yeah, it's a 1 gallon countertop unit.
Okay. Well, one thing, too, as far as a design difference between our countertop units and any others that I've seen on the market, ours do not boil dry. So after each batch, you will actually have some water left behind in the boiling tank. This is to keep the heating element submerged so that it does not exceed 212 degrees inside that boiling tank, because what happens when it boils dry and there's nothing left to boil, it heats up very fast and can burn off contaminants that are, you know, meant to be left behind and can affect the purity of your distilled water. So for that reason, we leave water behind. It also makes maintenance a lot easier you're not caking that residue on the machine every time. And your heating elements will last longer. And, it also makes it safer to use. I know there's been a recall on some of those others at one point for a safety hazard. So, yeah, there's a lot of thought that goes into, you know, we're going into our 45th year next year. And so
good for you.
We've done a lot of design improvements along the way, and we just, you know, we incorporate feedback that we get from customers, and we just continue to keep making good, solid American products that people are happy with. So.
And what about the importance of water for babies and children?
Very important. I'm glad you brought that up. Babies and children drink more water for their weight than adults do. So toxins build up faster. Also, because their immune systems are less developed, they're more susceptible to the contamination. A lot of different contaminants, lead, for example, has been linked to learning disorders. So it's very important for pregnant and nursing women, as well as young babies and children, to be on toxin-free water. And, you know, also elderly and those with, you know, those that have faced cancers and anywhere where you're more susceptible to disease, and which to me makes sense that why wait until something like that happens? Why not just do it for health and wellness? So
that's unfortunate, but there are so many things in the world that we test relative to an adult sometimes, and sometimes an adult male. It's only recently that we started including adult females in the medical equation for testing, and we don't test or come up with levels for children. And clearly children are affected so much more by so many things, by contamination, and they get it from very often from water.
Yeah, so it's up to us to really take control of what we're putting into our bodies and for our families, too. So,
I'm on your mailing list, and I recently got an email about a new product, I think, that you have. It's a like some sort of gravity. It's a distillation setup that doesn't use electricity.
That is a project that my brother's been working on. It's a survival still.
Yeah, can you talk about that a little bit? Especially, you know, we just went through this hurricane here in New York, and I have a feeling that, you know, things are going to be happening
well,
more often.
And the best thing, of course, that you can do to prepare for emergencies is to be prepared ahead of time. And, you know, the problem a lot of times when you encounter flooding in situations like that, you're getting raw sewage. And I know there were Superfund solution sites that were flooded during the hurricane.
Yep.
So there's a lot of increased chemicals and sewage in the water, and, you know, there's a lot of times the bottled water is sold out at the store. So to have something of your own that you can use in times like that does not use electricity. So, and mind you, I'm going to refer you to his website because I don't know too much about
it.
But if you go to survivalstill.com, he tells you all about it there. But it's a system that you can have on hand and hopefully never use it. I mean, that would be the best thing. But if you need to, it's all stainless steel, and it will last you a lifetime. So, yeah, that's a good option to protect your family.
Right. And your main website is mypurewater.com, and people can sign up and get newsletters there and read your blog posts from time to time.
Yes, that's correct.
Right. And I use the small size, the 1 gallon size, but you've got a range of products for different needs. Can you talk a little bit about what people can get?
We have more automated systems that you can get plumbed into the home. It really is just for consumable use. But, you know, that entails a whole range of things, teas and coffees and for cooking soups and baking and ice cubes and can't forget the pets. And so if you have a family, three or more, we usually would recommend getting into an automatic machine. And as you use the water, it will automatically fill up the distiller and distill more for you. So very convenient. You can even get it pumped to a faucet at your sink and into your fridge. So,
I want to make a disclaimer here. I have not made any kind of arrangement here to profit from this conversation.
Right.
And, you know, I have not been able to use your product. I just found it because I was looking for American made. But I'm thinking this is something that will probably become more popular over time. Some people get their water delivered, and there's an expense involved there.
Right.
And I personally think it's important to use our tap water if we have access to public water, and let our government, local governments, know that we want good water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if everybody started buying water, there might not be this need for tap water, or this perceived lack of need, and I don't want that to go away. Tap water is really important.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Okay, Courtney, thank you so much for joining me on It's All About Food, and check out mypurewater.com, and I wish you all the best with your products. Thanks for keeping our water clean and pure.
Yes, appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food. Please remember, if you have any comments and questions, you can send me an email at info@realmeals.org. info@realmeals.org. I love to hear from you and get your comments. Thanks for joining me, and have a really delicious week.